Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday, November 24th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. And it is the day after the big Turkey Day. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And here we are now on Black Friday. And I'll tell you how you can know it's Black Friday. Because as I drove in this morning, and I got up fairly early this morning, I passed by the Walmart parking lot, and it is filled to the brim. So if anybody's out there this morning, you can see that. The Meijer parking lot was also very busy this morning. I could see down to the Kohl's parking lot, very busy as well. And the line at McDonald's for a Friday where most people are off of work and no school is in, I waited in for about 25 minutes this morning. So people are certainly out shopping today. But I hope you had a wonderful holiday yesterday, and now we are in the thick of the Christmas holiday season. Now, a few notes I want to make here before we get to what's going on in the studio. I want to let everybody know that today is another tradition here at WGH Radio that was started 3 years ago as well. Bob Welsh is with us, and what happened 3 years ago was he brought a special topper for the WGH tree, which we officially top today during the broadcast this morning before 1 o'clock. And, well, Bob, the trajectory of this star, tell people how the star came to be, what happened to the star last year, and now what has changed this year.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Am I allowed to say Merry Christmas? Christmas season yet? Or?
I think so. I think we're in the season.
Happy fruitcake season.
Fruitcake toss season.
Well, I don't know how we got into deciding to do a pizza star. I think we were just going off the rails one day. But I think you might have mentioned that we didn't have anything to top the tree here. And so I said, well, I'll bake a star out of pizza crust there to celebrate WGH.
And the first year, that was great.
It was great. Shellacked it, although not very well. And it was kind of nice and shiny, and it stood on the tree there. And we put it away for the year. And apparently some critters at the old studio found the star and said, hey, this isn't shellacked very much, and it's edible. And then they started
got right through it.
So we used that last year, although a little worn, but it was still, I guess, usable.
And we did use it.
Yeah. And I was under the fear that there'd be even more gone this year. And so I went ahead and made a fresh pizza star for the top of the tree here.
So later on this morning, we will top the WGH tree with a brand new star. You're not going to want to. Right now, we just have our Santa hat up there, which is how we start every year. But on the official tree topping day, which is the day after Thanksgiving, we will have the new star up there. And last year, we had another addition to the tree, which was the Laddie Boy ornament, which is right there.
It's still out there. Nobody's claimed the reward or brought back the.
No, and nobody's eaten the ornament, so that one's holding up okay.
Well, that one is made out of non-edible, you know, material there. Hopefully just the regular Christmas ornament there, and the critters won't be eating.
Let's hope not. Well, I don't think we have any critters here, as far as I know. I haven't seen anything to that degree, but that's the way. You know, we had a field next to the old studio, so
yes.
I think that caused a lot of the issue there. But that, to my knowledge, that was the only thing eaten. And we've been through about everything in the move.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that ever got eaten by any kind of animal was that star.
As far as being in storage, being eaten.
Yeah, in any room. I mean, the Christmas decorations, we've put them up. Nothing has really been eaten or trampled or anything like that. Halloween, Thanksgiving, everything else survived. But that ornament was, or that tree topper was just too tasty.
Well, I think it just goes to show that there's nothing better than leftover pizza.
I guess that must be true, even when shellacked. You know, and we're going to go through this shellacking process at some point this morning, because the other day somebody was asking me, how can you have real pizza crust up on the wall? How can you have it on the top of the tree? So I want to get to that process for people who might not know.
Yeah, definitely the 9th anniversary pizza crust is holding up pretty well.
Yeah, that's looking good.
of course,
there.
It's well off the floor, so even the critters would have a tough time getting it.
Now, Sean, here we are, the Black Friday. What you see is you... Well, you don't really come in from the east side of town, so probably not much shopping-wise to see on your commute here this morning.
No, but I did see the...
There you are.
Am I on?
Yep. Yeah, okay. These mics got switched. Somebody switched the mics.
Oh, did they?
These should be back the other way, but that's okay.
All right. So
we'll work through it.
Oh, I did see the tree downtown. They're actually decorated more down there this morning.
Well, we're going to have a conversation about that because that's tomorrow. This is Christmas tree and Marian Eve. Now, yesterday you were at my house.
Yes.
We had a great time. I thought that was one of the most entertaining, fun Thanksgivings, and no tragedy yesterday at all.
No.
I mean, there have been tragedies on Thanksgiving Day in the past. Yesterday, it was clean and easy.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
And it started early. Yesterday morning, I had, now this is a good way to start your Thanksgiving morning, while the parade was still on, I had scrambled eggs and a Diet Coke and sausage patties delivered to my house yesterday morning.
Really?
I did. So I didn't even have to leave. I'm thinking maybe I should quit the radio show and maybe people will just bring me stuff if I'm at home during the morning.
Yeah.
So it was a nice Thanksgiving all the way around. Yeah. We had a great dinner. You got the big cheesy potatoes. You crammed into those things yesterday.
I did. I ate those like no tomorrow.
And we had cranberry sauce and butter and rolls and, of course, turkey was good. And we had sweet potatoes and pumpkin pie and pineapple upside down cake, which I had not had in a long, long time. It was delicious. What a wonderful holiday it was.
It was. It was a good holiday.
And we had good conversation when it was over.
Yeah.
Got into one of those... you know, just discussions.
Yeah.
It was fun. Matt, here we are back here on the... You've never been here for Tree Topping Friday.
I have not, no.
Well, this is a big day.
Good.
Yeah. Are you still recovering from Thanksgiving there? I think your mic was off. So you flipped your mic off.
No, sometimes in the morning, my...
allergies.
Yeah, my allergies kind of act up, so... But, like, you know,
By 11, you'll be gone.
Yeah, should be.
Now, tell us about the big rabbit hunt that was supposed to happen yesterday, and how was the big Thanksgiving?
So, the rabbit hunt did not happen because my brother had told me he was going to go, but then he had looked at his schedule and said that he had to work on Thanksgiving, so he was not able to make it because he had to be there 9 to 5. And then my other cousin, he had stayed up super late playing video games, so he was not awake.
On Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah. So he didn't wake up for Thanksgiving, for like in the morning for hunting.
So really, you don't watch the dog show and you don't watch the parade, so with no rabbit hunt, what did you do all day?
I watched football. The Packers won. Wasn't expecting that, not going to lie. Green Bay won.
Okay, so they won. That's great.
Put up 20 points in the first quarter.
Now, for people who didn't watch it, who did they beat?
They beat the Lions.
The Lions. Well, the Lions aren't that great a team.
This year the Lions are pretty good. They're 8-2. Well, I guess now they're 8-3. But
there's something you don't... We're going to duke this out today on the college football schedule, because tomorrow's the big game. Now, we can't have the Buckeye guy prediction, because we have no phones at this particular point. Well, maybe... You know, maybe we'll do what we did with Marshall the other day, just to get the Buckeye guy prediction with Matt later on. Maybe we'll do that during the 10 o'clock hour. I think he's definitely got those allergies.
I think I could text him for you.
Oh, the Buckeye?
Yeah.
Well, have him call... do you mind, Matt, if Buckeye guy calls your phone to give us the official prediction for the game?
Yeah, that's fine.
Tell him 10:15. We'll do it at the start of the 10:15 hour.
Oh, the phone's still down?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's always good.
Hopefully they'll be here at some point this morning to fix that problem. But, so Thanksgiving dinner went okay?
Who are you talking to?
I was looking in that direction.
I was like mid-drink. Thanksgiving dinner went well. I ate a lot of food. I had two plates. One was entirely basically mashed potato. Well, not basically. It was just mashed potatoes, noodles, and then I had rolls. And then on the other plate, it was just, you know, like ham and turkey.
All right. Bob, how was yours? I feel like you feel neglected now.
Oh, no. I was just politely waiting, and apparently I waited too long there. we had a smaller crowd. I had a lot of rabbits outside the door, though. We don't know where they came from.
Didn't shoot them.
No. But it was just my wife and my son, and so we didn't really do a lot of cooking. We cooked appetizers and dessert, and we had catered in the in-between stuff, and so it was all right.
It was okay.
Maybe next time we'll go out or something, or maybe we'll get a bigger crowd. Who knows? Maybe we'll go to your house next time.
Yeah, come on over. It's fine. It's fine. We have a good time. I did hear from Carrington yesterday. On the holiday, and she was watching her dog show.
Yeah. That was a good dog show. I mean, they had some of the most unusual breeds that I've seen and don't ever want to see again. They might be in here munching on the star if you can let them.
I just couldn't watch it. When the parade went off, I thought, you know, this thing looks like the most boring thing I've ever seen in the world. I cannot watch it.
It's not high excitement, you know. I'll grant you that. You know, certainly the football game probably provided more thrills. But, like I said, you see things you've never seen before and you may never want to see again.
Now, I do just want to let people know that the official holiday season does not start here at WGH until we top the tree later on. So you've got to stay tuned for that. We're going to top the WGH tree with a new star, which I'm excited to see. And it's not an exact, I haven't looked at it, but it's not an exact replica of the old star, is it?
No, it's...
Well, don't give us any hints.
It's... You'd be like star 0.2. I mean,
because the old star was a pizza crust star, and then it said WWGH in green on it.
Yes,
which I thought was good because green and red are the holiday color.
Yes, okay. It's still pizza crust. I shortened it to WGH. You know, trying to get that works. Into the spirit of things there, and. I improved upon the construction quality.
Oh, we're excited.
You know.
Don't tell us anymore, Bob. We want to be excited when this goes up.
But, like I said,
later on this morning,
it should be an improvement over the previous star.
And we'll send the previous star, which we do still have, and it is still in the condition it was last year. We'll send that over to the Historical Society.
And I understand the mice there are hungry.
Yeah, maybe one of those things. Okay, now there's some things we do want to go over this morning, because today is Black Friday, and there's going to be a Black Friday. I've never heard of this at McDonald's. I learned about this on Wednesday. Today, November 24th, there's going to be a Black Friday special. First 100 cars in the drive-thru from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. will receive a holiday surprise. Now, remember, it's asterisked here. One per vehicle. Now, this is from the McDonald's on Main Street. I assume the other ones are doing it, but this specifically says Main Street. So here's my question. What could McDonald's be giving away as a surprise that they would only want to give one per car and only have 100 to give away?
A star made out of hamburgers?
I'd say a gift card.
See, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's a food item, because I think if it was a food item, they'd do more than 100.
I mean, I also think it's probably like a gift card.
But for how much? I mean, because you come and you give me $5, I'm going to think this is anticlimactic. Why was I here?
I mean, it's a free $5.
Yeah, but I don't need to go sit in McDonald's line for out, because people are going to line up for this.
I think that's what they want to happen. I don't know that.
Yeah, but for $5, is that going to be like, woo, $5?
Or it could be a value meal.
See, I don't think it's food. I can't think it's food, because if it was food, I think they would be willing to give more than...
a gift card for a value meal.
Well, right, but still, wouldn't you be willing to give more than 100 of those?
I don't know.
I'm not McDonald's.
Just call McDonald's up and ask them.
Well, I don't even know if they would tell us.
Oh.
You think they... Well, if we had a phone, we'd call them up.
I know.
They'd probably tell us to go...
The things you can't do with a phone.
I know.
I'd be interesting to know, though, if somebody would tell us if we called them up.
Well, is it?
Yeah, we haven't attacked
it. T-minus 2 hours until this big event's going to take place.
By like noon, I'll look it up, and I'm sure the internet will know by noon.
My guess is now, I have no inside knowledge of this, but my guess is it's probably like a mug, or some kind of a hat. You know, some kind of swag that McDonald's could get their name out there. Because food you eat and it's gone. That's not much of a story to tell. But you would have to, if you were ordering like cups or something, you would have a limited number.
Might be some golden arches for the Christmas tree. You know.
It could be an ornament. It very well could be an ornament, something like that. I think that's what it probably is. Matt, why don't we send you down there at 11 a.m. and get one of these, whatever they are. Because 11 a.m. Pastor Craig comes on, so if you left like 10 minutes early,
You could be down there.
I mean, I could, but then I might have to wait and...
You think this is going to be backed up to the street?
I mean...
You don't think you can be one of the first 100?
No, but McDonald's is already... I mean, I probably could, but McDonald's is already busy in the morning.
But this is how Weasel Boy started. You need to jump in there.
Yeah, it's those little tactics like that that got Weasel Boy up and running. And then ask him if you can have two. Yeah. Because they really don't like that.
Ignore the 1,000 people behind me in line. May I have two?
They've got an asterisk. Please don't ask for two. That's what I'm saying. If it was a food item, you could ask for two. I just don't see this being a food item, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Not very often, but it's happened.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah, he's shocked. He's shocked at the offers here on Friday.
I mean... If you
think we could put the McDonald's ornament on the WGH tree.
Ooh, a place of honor.
If it's an ornament.
If it is. Oh, well, you think on it. You seem a little perplexed on this whole thing. You think on it, but I would ask the audience what they thought it was, but they're listen, if you're listening out there this morning, if you go down to McDonald's at 11 a.m. and want to stop by here, you know where we are now. Drop off the gift to us.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you end up with two.
And if you want to drop off a large Diet Coke, I wouldn't stop you. Sean would probably like one, too. So there you go. Matt, you want anything on this order, Bob?
I know. I'm good, thank you. I'm just going to mention the star.
Because Pastor Craig's on during that hour, so I can't be there during that hour because I'm sure the first 100 cars will be through by the time I would get down there. But that's the way it is. Now, remember, this is the main street. Now, you could go to the Delaware Avenue location and chance it, but I'm just saying this says specifically Main Street. I'm sure the other two are doing it, but I don't know for sure. I can't verify that. Now, speaking of McDonald's, this is actually a nice segue. Bob. Did you see the parade yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that Ronald McDonald was in the parade? Did you see that not only Ronald McDonald was in the parade, they had a Ronald McDonald balloon?
Well, he was in a great big car in the shape of a foot with the Hamburglar in the back seat and Grimace back there in the Rumble seat there. And so it was like, you know, happy retirement. Everybody kept coming out.
We might have been fed bad information here is what I thought when I saw that yesterday. In the most visible parade of the year, here's Ronald McDonald. And then when they were panning Ronald, I thought, well, maybe they're just putting him there because they got the other characters. Then I look up and there's a gigantic balloon of Ronald McDonald, which I have never seen.
They decided to bring
Ronald out of retirement,
but in a big way.
But he's had a balloon in the parade for I don't know how many dozens of years.
Not of him though.
Of him, yes.
No, Bob.
Yes,
Bob.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I can't believe that.
I can do this for an hour. Yes.
No. When was that?
Years. I mean, the balloon.
Last year.
The balloon. The Ronald McDonald balloon has probably been at least 15, 20 years, Matt's digging for information.
Was it there the years he was in retirement?
Probably, but I don't think he was in the float or anything.
He was there yesterday.
He was there.
Maybe this is the surprise today. Everybody gets a kiss on the lips from Ronald McDonald, the first 100 people.
But I did see.
I wonder if Ronald will be there today, passing out gifts. Get his butt down here. I've said something else there you can't say on radio. Get his something else down here.
I did see somebody walking along the car there, in a white suit and everything, so I thought maybe it might be the attendant or something from the retirement home.
I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it. There he was, white face and all, red hair.
I'm gonna have to agree with Bob. I don't know how.
You googled it. That's not agreeing with Bob. You looked up the information. You only can agree with
sounds
Bob.
Sounds like I'm agreeing with.
Yeah, but it's based on information. You're confirming. You're not agreeing.
I mean, I don't know how accurate this website is, but
we're having fun in the holidays already here this morning.
It says
it's gonna
turn
into a fist fight before the morning's over with.
McDonald's is still making waves 4 years after their Ronald McDonald float fell from grace during the Macy's Thanksgiving.
So it was out 4 years.
During the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You were wrong, Bob. Now you and Matt are both wrong.
Well, the first appearance was many years ago.
No, but I said, was it gone during the ostracization of Ronald McDonald? You said, no, it was still there.
I think he had COVID.
Not the balloon. So it was taken out for 4 years, and yesterday it made its triumphant return. Before Matt can agree or disagree, he's got to find the information.
Oh, no, I mean, I was just reading.
But didn't it say that? For 4 years, it was gone.
It just said fell out of grace, so I guess.
Yeah. Well, it was back yesterday, folks. Ronald McDonald is back out of retirement.
All right.
He's jumping through hoops.
Oh, no. It seems that fell from grace. It genuinely fell.
Oh, it fell and popped?
From the grace towers.
Yeah, right out of the gate, the left leg had a rip in it.
Ooh.
Hey, you know, Sean, you've been in some parades where your left leg had a rip in it in the beginning, and you couldn't go through the parade.
We got underneath the balloon, and we all took a rope, and they unnetted the balloon, and they saw it. They tried to patch the hole last minute, but weren't able to.
So
they didn't tape it or anything.
That kept it out for 4 years?
No, I mean, I assume that's the year that it fell. I don't think they...
So they popped it and said, this guy's a menace to society anyway. We can't have the balloon, so we're not going to repair it. But this year, something happened.
Well, you know,
I think it was my phone call.
I think it was all the publicity he's been getting on the station here.
Well, I called the McDonald's headquarters and I shook him up down there. That lady was she was so worried.
Man, she thought she was like she was like this. She sounded like she was concerned that she was going to give away company secrets or something.
Well, you know what? Listen, Ronald McDonald's back. Are you happy about this, Sean?
I am.
It's nice to see a folk hero in really society return.
Yep.
Now, again, 11 a.m. this morning, McDonald's will be giving away one... And their ad is really kind of bleak, though, here for the holidays. It's got black presents with gold bows on it.
I think it looks nice.
No, a red and green are what holidays are supposed to look like.
Nah, that's lame. Black and gold, the black and gold looks nice, though. Black and gold looks nice.
Why not? You see, the holidays, the official holiday colors are red and green. This is like you're sending a prize to a funeral.
No, I mean that it almost looks like a jewelry box.
Right, but I don't think they're going to be giving people jewelry today at McDonald's.
What if they are?
I got a nice Ronald McDonald ring here. Look at that. Mm.
I think they need to give some.
That might be like the Mickey Mouse watch. Might be a collector's item. People might be getting engaged with the Ronald McDonald ring.
I'm telling you, if they give people food today, this is going to be a wash. This will be nothing. But I believe it's going to be some kind of Christmas item. But Ronald McDonald themed or McDonald's themed. Ornament would be the cheapest way to go.
It's unusual that it's the first 100 cars that you can't walk in to get it.
Yeah, so there's something to this, I think. Mm. But in any event, now this morning when I was in the line at McDonald's, because I was in the line for about a half hour, there was an interesting thing. Now, this really brought on the holidays for me this morning. There was a guy in front of me in his, I think he was in a small car. And he had a big dog in the back car. So he's riding around with his big dog in the back car, and his dog keeps coming out of the back window. And I don't know how long it was from when I pulled in behind him until we actually got up to the speaker. Probably 15 minutes, half of that time. This man, if this doesn't say Christmas, I don't know what does. I don't know how many times he opened up his door to spit. Just right there in the McDonald's line. This door had to come open a minimum of 4 times for him to open up the door and spit. I don't know if he was doing chew in the car there or what he was doing, but it was disgusting. You're at a restaurant. Don't spit in the line like that. And he just spit right in the parking lot.
That's a
disgusting man.
Well, you know, and if he has a big wad of chewing tobacco there, you kind of wonder what he wants for breakfast.
Is that not... Should you wait until you're out of the line to be spitting?
Yeah, or spitting in a cup.
I couldn't believe that this morning. When the door first opened, I thought, well, maybe he's choking on something. And then the door came open again, and he spit again. And then the door came open again, and he spit again.
Now, maybe when they do this truck parade here on Saturday,
oh,
we might have some synchronized spitting.
I don't know. I went down there on Wednesday night with Sean, and they have quite a display.
Yeah.
Downtown.
They're making it a little bit bigger now.
It's gonna be big, and the tree is about 30 foot tall that they've brought in for the big tree lighting ceremony tomorrow, And
do they have a topper for it? Maybe we could give them the old star.
You know, I don't think they have a topper. I didn't see it. Well, they might, though. I don't know, because the tree was not lit. The tree will not be lit until Saturday. Guess we'll find out then.
Maybe while you're there, you could put the old star somewhere on the tree, you know, while they're not watching.
You know, I forgot our other caveat. I should throw this in here this morning, that we also will have a Christmas pizza today, which is also a tradition. Now, last year it was the fruitcake pizza. There is no fruitcake pizza this year, but do we have a better hint now that we're starting the morning on what the Christmas pizza might be during the hour we top the tree here?
A better hint.
No, don't give it away, though.
Don't give it away. A better hint.
Now, see, I think you're in trouble, though, Bob, because the other day, for people who didn't tune in on Thanksgiving Eve, you had the cranberry pizza.
Cranberry pizza.
And the cranberry pizza went over very, very, very well.
Yes, it did. I thank the audience for that, people who enjoyed it.
Yes.
And I think today's selection will go over very well as well.
I think it was that orange zest you had in it.
Maybe too much. I kind of went crazy on that. I was zesting
away. No, it was good. It was good. Because it sweetened it up to the point to where you could taste the cranberry, but it really was like a dessert pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not every pizza can be a main course. You have some pizza hors d'oeuvres and pizza as a main dish, and then pizza as a side dish, and then pizza as a dessert. And I think we'll be hitting in something more in the dessert realm today.
Well, I'd say the holidays are more of a dessert realm.
And it'll be something, I guess maybe, you know, with that, something to do with maybe old pizza crust.
Old pizza crust. Well, now that's confusing. It's a dessert pizza that has to do with old pizza crust and the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, and luckily the phone lines are down. Otherwise, I think the audience would be jumping in and telling you exactly what it is.
Old pizza
crust. Bread pudding pizza.
Bread pudding pizza. Oh.
Oh, come on.
My goodness. Although I've had an interesting saga with bread pudding. I had bread pudding at Der Dutchman a couple weeks ago. And then on Tuesday, somebody made me homemade bread pudding with the bourbon sauce on top.
Whiskey sauce.
No, I think this was bourbon sauce. Oh. It was very good. Very good, though. Very delicious. So the Christmas pizza will be coming up later on this morning as well. And as far as I know, we will have Pastor Whitaker this morning from 9 to 10 and Pastor Craig from 11 to 12. And we will have his show Study His Word from 1 to 2. So we will probably top the tree at the beginning of the 12 o'clock hour when we're all here. And that's how that will work. But we will also be on from 10 to 11 this morning to discuss all these interesting things going on in society now.
And I did get a text from Buckeye Guy. He's on the road. I think he's heading up north.
Already. It's a hotel room.
I told him we would contact him with getting us some information there and let him know the phone lines are down. And so he'll be coming up later, apparently.
Oh, good. So 10:15, we'll find out what the score. Well, let's get into that now before we call Buckeye Guy, because we've got 15 minutes. Tomorrow's the big game. Michigan, Ohio State. A lot of controversy surrounding this game this year, because if Ohio State loses, it'll be the turkey. Three losses in a row. We've got the whole sign-stealing scandal. We've got the fact that Harbaugh will not be at the game tomorrow, but still will be allowed to coach the game, and that Michigan is a favorite this year in the polls. So, what's going to happen tomorrow, Bob?
It's going to be a big game.
But will it? See, I get the feeling that maybe it won't be a big game, because I think that it'll be a big game in drama, but maybe not a close game, because I think some people are ticked.
I started a group text yesterday among all the far-flung family and everything, getting predictions, you know, and for the game. And we're going to give the winner a lottery ticket and everything. But, you know, and I said, you know, need predictions for the big game. And my daughter, you know, thinks, well, isn't the big game Texas A&M and LSU?
Oh.
No.
See, they don't even know.
No. No.
See, this is an Ohio thing.
Yeah.
They call it the big rivalry, but really, people.
And about half the family was for Michigan, about half for OSU. So it's, but I think the one thing they really all agreed on is going to be close.
But who do you think is going to win?
Me, personally,
Now, setting personal feidings aside.
Well, I'm in the book. I'm on record as OSU will win. And I think I put down 27-24.
Oh, close game. Okay, yeah. Matt, what do you think?
I think that maybe, I don't know. I think Michigan is probably going to win, and I think they're probably going to win like 31-35.
So you say close as well?
Close as well.
Okay, Sean, what do you think?
Oh, it's going to be Ohio State. Ohio State's going to win. Probably it's going to be like 45-25.
Gotcha, you know, scoring.
Yeah, I don't. My belief is, I think it will be a more. I think there'll be more scoring in the game, but I think Michigan will win, and that's an unbiased opinion. And I think the reason Michigan will win is because their coach has been kicked out of the game. They've been accused of this sign stealing. They are the better team, according to all the odds makers. It is in Ann Arbor, so I think there's just a lot.
But Ohio State has the number one defense.
Yeah, but obviously, that did not play into the odds makers, not giving them the edge. And no. And they know that their coach is not there. They know that Michigan has been accused of this. They know that Ohio State has whatever they have, and they're still giving the edge to Michigan.
Well, I mean, Ohio State's number two in the we passed. You know, Ohio State's number two in the Big Ten, so we went above Michigan.
Right, but I'm saying, I think Michigan, if you look at their games all season, played better than Ohio State did.
Well, I mean, you have to stop and look at their roster. I mean, Michigan obviously didn't play as many conference teams that Ohio State did. You have to look at the teams that they played.
Yeah, but I look like at the opening season game, which they should have ran away with, and they did not run away with it. I look at Notre Dame. They almost lost that game. You know, these were not big games. It didn't seem like they woke up till the second half of the season. And they've lost to Michigan the previous 2 years.
Well, I mean, a lot of us, they're saying it's because they got, you know, cheated.
Oh, but see, and that's why I think Michigan will win. Yeah. Because Michigan's got that hanging over their head, and I think they want to go in tomorrow and say, we're going to beat you, and now what are you going to complain about?
We'll have to see what happens.
Plus, it's in Michigan.
Yeah.
According to Sports Illustrated, they have this model that they run games through like a computer program, and again, the computer program gave Michigan an outright 60% chance to win.
Oh, I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just think, number one, it's in Michigan. That usually gives a team in a rivalry like this a decided advantage. I think number two is this whole sign-stealing scandal. I think they're very bitter over that their coach has to sit in a hotel or wherever he's going to sit tomorrow. And I think number three, there's a lot of problem there because now they're saying, well, the last 2 years just had to do with sign-stealing, so we're going to come in and we're going to beat you tomorrow. Now what are you going to complain about?
Well, we'll have to see what happens, I guess. But, you know, I think we're...
Everybody said...
You know, Ryan Day is ready to I think he has something up his sleeve tomorrow.
Well, I think his job is on the line. Now, there was some talk about that. I don't think you can lose 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I certainly hope he has something up his sleeve. He's been, I'm not 100% certain, but like from what it seems to me like Ryan Day has had, like, they always start off slow in the first half, and if they don't start off slow in the first half, then they come out slow in the second half. And yeah, and then there's the fact that they lost to Michigan the last 2 years. If they lose this year, that they won't like that.
I don't think anybody has lost three consecutive years. I don't even think John Cooper lost three in a row. He lost a lot, but I don't think he lost three in a row.
I don't recall those records. But I think Ryan Day is safe no matter what happens in Michigan. Now, next year, you know, would be a deciding factor. But I think the public is understanding enough to know that, you know, his job would not be on the line at this year.
How are they going to explain that, though? If he loses three in a row, two in Ann Arbor, one in Michigan, and one in Ohio State, and the fact that their coach wasn't even there?
Well, I mean, I can't speculate on, you know, what they would say until after the game, you know. But, I think he's done a strong job turning everything around, and I don't think the public's ready to, you know.
When did he become coach?
Ryan Day?
This is, I think this is the fourth year.
Fourth year. So if he loses three of the four that he's been there, he will have lost. So clearly to me, this also figures in tomorrow. I don't believe he understands that game, and I don't believe that he understands Michigan. And clearly Harbaugh does.
I mean, Harbaugh has been the
coach. And Harbaugh is the far better coach. Now, nobody can argue that. This man was an NFL coach. This man is being pursued to go back to the NFL.
Well, he wants to go back to the NFL. I don't know how much they're necessarily pursuing him. I think he applied to the
Is that how you get an NFL job? You just send your resume in?
If you're an NFL coach and you know a team needs a coach, then yeah, I would assume you would send your application in.
I can't imagine that's how it works in the NFL. Don't you think they would approach you?
Well, they interview. Interview coaches.
Like if I own an NFL team and I know that I need to replace my coach, I don't think I'm going to put that out there while I still got this coach as my coach. That hey, we're accepting resumes. We need to replace this guy.
You, as a matter of fact, I don't know it first fact, but I'm pretty sure that if it's in the middle of the season and you do that kind of thing, it's not allowed. It's against the rules. It's like tampering.
So there you go.
But like if it's free season and they're not a an active coach, then I mean you could. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to like offer up your experience.
Now, I think if you were a college level coach and wanted to get in the NFL. I think the way to do it would be you look at the teams that are out there, the ones that might be struggling, ones that would need help, and you would contact their general manager, maybe the head coach there, and say, you know, I'm available if you want to talk. I don't think you'd actually send him a resume.
Yeah, never mind. Forgot what I was going to say.
What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I mean, just like they did to Urban Meyer. I mean, Urban Meyer was not a coach, so they reached out to him and asked him to coach the owner.
And so, how'd that work out?
It didn't work out too well.
You know, and I think, you know what I think honestly this is, and obviously I'm an Ohio citizen, and I'm an Ohio State graduate. But here's the thing. I think with this particular game, it's much like elections. If you are in Ohio, and all you see are people who are voting one way. You forget that there are 49 other states. And in those 49 other states, they're not all voting for that person. We saw that in the last election. Ohio went for Trump, but obviously other states did not, and Joe Biden won. And I think us not living in Michigan, of course we want Ohio State to win. We think they're going to win. We hear more press about Ohio State being in Ohio. But that same thing is going on in Michigan. We just don't see it. So I think that it's the Homer factor again that goes on our end.
There is a lot of that going on. I mean, you always want to root for the local team, the home team, and sometimes you can get blinded by your obsessions over them. When you get out of state, my daughter said the other day, they're at Texas is playing. there are other teams besides OSU and Michigan.
I think people don't understand that. You know, it's our thing here for many, many years now. Very well popularized during the Woody Hayes era. But I don't think that really the rest of the country looks at it as any huge thing.
I don't think they look at it as big as we do, but I think they do understand,
it's a rivalry game.
Rivalry, and that, it is an intense rivalry, and and it's usually a lot going on. The game usually determines the Big Ten championship or who's going to go to the Big Bowl and so forth. And so there is a lot riding on it as far as the national scene.
Now, Bob, you say Ryan Day can survive this. Do you think he can, Sean? If they lose tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I understand what Bob is saying. The people, the fans, and everybody. I heard what he was saying. The fans are saying that he's probably, because they did sign his contract. But you know what? I don't know if they're breaking his contract.
But I think John Cooper was under contract too when they fired him.
Well, we fired every coach since Woody Hayes, including Woody Hayes.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
exactly.
So, to answer your question, I really don't know. I don't know if he can survive or not.
Yeah, but I have to look at the history of this, and I believe Woody Hayes said, you know, we want to win all the games, but it's Michigan. I believe when Jim Tressel came in, he said that is the game that you have to win. And I believe it was pretty well given as the reason for the firing of John Cooper, because he had halfway decent records. And he also won bowl games, including the Rose Bowl in recent years. But because he could not beat Michigan and didn't see it as an important game, he was fired.
Yeah, Michigan is... tells all. If you don't beat Michigan, they fire you.
So three in a row, I would have to think, would not be very positive.
No. But, OSU has fired every coach since, and including Woody Hayes. And so just because they have a new contract doesn't necessarily mean he's safe. I just don't think this is the year for it.
Why do you think that they end up having to fire every coach?
The fan outcry, among other things.
Well, I think the only two that were fired for fan outcry really was Earl Bruce and John Cooper. They didn't have scandals. They just had... Earl Bruce did not have a good relationship with the office, and John Cooper obviously did not win the Michigan game. But Woody Hayes hit a player on national television. That did him in. And then we had Jim Tressel, we found out, was not exactly being as honest as he could be when it came to his players selling items. And then Urban Meyer, we found out, was not being as honest as he could be when it came, did he know that his assistant coach was... involved in a little bit of a scandal himself. So, I don't know if it has to do with what's going on the field. I think three times it didn't.
Not always, no.
No, but more than often.
I'm just saying that the contract's not going to protect you.
No. All those coaches were under contracts. Absolutely. Urban Meyer was under contract. Yeah. Woody Hayes was under contract. I think the only one who was not renewed was Earl Bruce.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer... went to the. He decided to go to the NFL as opposed to staying.
Oh, no, no.
He made a fight to go there, but that wasn't the choice.
He didn't have a job to stay with. Yeah. No.
There would have been a college that took.
I don't know. Fire. I think he had to sit. I think he sat out a year because of that whole scandal.
I think it was 2 years, wasn't it?
Yeah. So there you go. That was not a good thing. The problem is, and it's always the hitch in these things, you cannot lie. And I think Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer should have understood that. I'm not saying that what they did was horrible, but when they were first asked about it, they lied to the university. If they had just in the beginning, if Tressel had said, yes, I know about this, they shouldn't have done it, he might not have been fired.
Well, I'll throw the questions back on you. Do you think Jim Harbaugh is lying?
I haven't seen the proof yet. If the proof comes...
I didn't ask that.
If you're an Ohio State fan, I think you think he is.
But here's in the pudding.
No, it's not in the pudding, because here's the problem with the whole thing. Here's the Harbaugh thing, and I'll compare it to Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer. Sports Illustrated found the emails that Jim Tressel knew about the lying. With Urban Meyer, somebody at the school... he basically said he knew about it, and he did come back and say, yes, I knew about it. The thing with Harbaugh that I don't understand is that if the NCAA has, if they have the goods on him to this degree, that they could really lay him out. Number one, Michigan...
NCAA.
Big Ten.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If the Big Ten really has this group on him, has this information, three things I think would happen. Number one, Michigan would be talking about firing him, which they're not.
Well, yeah.
Number two, I think that they would not let him coach the game from another location. That's a weird penalty to drop on somebody. You can't be on the field, but you can still coach the game. That's very odd to me. And number three is they have not shown it. In the Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel case, we knew immediately what the players were doing, and we knew they came on and strongly denied it. And Harbaugh, if they have the evidence, why don't they show it? Yeah. I think that would make them look very, very bad. They've certainly shown us StubHub. They've certainly shown us the guy who went to all the games. They've certainly suspended that guy. They're not letting him coach from the field, off the field. But why do they not have the goods on Harbaugh? And if they do, why aren't they showing them? And why are they letting him coach? That's going to look pretty silly on them. to go back and say, oh, yes, we knew exactly that he did that, but we still let him coach the game.
I don't think he... I think it's more so because he wasn't the one who was stealing the signs. It was the dude who they suspended. But, he's suspended with pay.
Yeah, but Harbaugh keeps getting on television, and to the degree of hiring a lawyer to fight it, and they're still not... this is the day before the game. They still have not shown
that's
that.
That's been stopped.
Ooh. Right, no, he stopped the lawsuit.
They
but
stopped
I'm saying,
the lawsuit after the university got what the NCAA had. And they immediately, when they saw it, dropped the lawsuit because they saw the validity of it.
Well, why don't we release the lawsuit?
They did.
Or no, release the information.
They will, because they're still in an active investigation. And as soon as it's over, they will release it. They said so.
I'd love to see this. And if there is heavy duty information, I'll say then he should have been fired. And I'll say, why'd you let him coach from another location? That was awful silly of you.
We can fix all this with honesty.
Yeah, I, in a lot of cases, I think we could. Yes, Pastor Whitaker is coming up next, and we're going to have Sean and Bob and Matt back at 10:15 this morning. Don't go anywhere.
...in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you.